Welcome to the weekend and welcome to The Barbecue Show with Steve Ray. The Barbecue Show is brought to you by the Alstis Barbecue Supply and Pro Shop in Ottawa, by the historic Midnight Oil Service Station in Ottawa, by Michelin Tires, because so much is riding on your time, and by all the great barbecue products and supplies at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply and Pro Shop. I know you've got questions and we've got answers, so pick up the phone, 423-267-1023, and let's talk some barbecue.
That's right. Friday That's right. night, we're going to talk some barbecue. Somebody's got an open mic somewhere. Oh, is that good? Sound good? Okay, we're good.
Yep.
Let's start over. All right, it is the weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. And welcome to the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live here on Talk Radio 102.3. So glad you're with us. I'm Steve Ray, your host. With me, Jeff Maxwell, right here in the Owl's Nest Barbecue Studio high atop Snow Hill, high atop White Oak Mountain in the Snow Hill Valley. That's the official residence.
Is that what it's called now?
That's what it is. Aaron Carver is producing the Facebook side of things. Cowboy Joe back at studio producing the radio side of things. Our number is 423-267-1023. 423-267-1023. We're going to have open mic night in just a little bit. We got a great guest coming up, so everybody get ready to give us a call in just a few moments. 423-267-1023. Now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to get a piece of paper and a pencil handy. So if you're at home, if you're driving, don't try it because you'll have an accident. But if you're at home or listening at the office or at work, get a pencil and a paper handy, because later on the show, we're going to tell you about an event that we're having at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ottawa. It's going to be a pretty fun event. And the only problem is it's going to be a limited number of participants that we can take. So we'll be telling you about that in just a little bit. Our broadcast partner is Backyard Smokers Barbecue on Facebook, the number one destination for questions, answers, and even if you want to post, some pictures and do a little bragging about your recent cook, go to Backyard Smokers Barbecue on Facebook. We're in touch, so you can be in touch as well. Follow Owl's Nest Barbecue on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And as always, this program is loaded up and is on podcast at your favorite podcast distributor. 423-267-1023. 423-267-1023. That is our phone number. Real quick, say hi to John and Tom listening on the internet. Everybody, we appreciate you listening wherever you're listening, however you're listening. If you're listening a long way away on the internet, you still want to hear us on the radio. It's WGOW.com, WGOW.com from anywhere in the world, and hit the listen live icon, and you will be in touch with the show, the barbecue show, the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live right here, coming to you from Ottawa here in Chattanooga. All right, we've got special guests. We've got a big announcement to make tonight about a new product that we're bringing in to the Chattanooga area at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply Store. And our special guest from Pensacola, Florida, via the Butcher Barbecue Hotline, is none other than John T. Manley. Hello, John.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing? How are things in Pensacola?
Doing good. It's finally dried out a little bit after about 3 days of rain.
Yeah, y'all have had a lot of rain down there, haven't you?
Thankfully for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, always.
Aren't the
the Sunshine State gets nothing but rain.
Yeah. Aren't the there's some is it the Blue Angels? Aren't they out of Pensacola?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they're stationed down here at the Navy base.
Do you ever get to watch them?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they fly over. The Navy base isn't too far away from the house, so sometimes you get to see them fly over in the practice runs.
So that's just no big deal. Oh, there they are, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were here one time.
It's still fun to watch, though.
Oh, I saw them. We saw them here years and years and years ago here in Chattanooga. They were a pretty fun thing to do. All right, we're going to talk about, John, I'm really excited to pick up this line of smokers. The Memphis Wood-Fired Grill. When I think it was Eric called me a few months ago and hooked you and I up for a live demo. You came out to the store last week. Yep. And... fellas, he has a grill. attached to the back of his pickup truck. It's like the ultimate tailgate apparatus you've ever seen. He just pulls up, takes the cover off, and voila, there you are, a Memphis wood-fired grill right on the back of John's tailgate. It's so cool.
So instead of taking the family on a vacation with all the stuff packed on that trailer thing on the back, there's a grill.
Yeah, he's got a duffel bag and a grill, which is to me, that's the way to go. You know what?
Just all you need right there.
You can pull up in the grocery store parking lot and just start cooking. And John came out and he did when he comes out and does a demo, we're not talking about we're just going to light the grill and show you how hot it gets and here, hold your hand over the grill. Isn't that hot? You know, isn't that cool? John broke out the food, folks. He broke out pork chops, some really nice, looked like prime cut sirloins, and then some chicken breasts. And he sat there and we cooked for about an hour and a half, didn't we, John?
Yep, about an hour and a half, yeah.
He made lunch for everybody at the gas station, and everybody sat around and ate pork chops and sirloin steaks and chicken for lunch, and it was delicious. And John, I got to tell you, the flavor of the food coming off this Memphis wood-fired grill was it was incredible. If you don't mind, take us through how this thing works and why it works so well.
Glad to. Memphis is a pellet grill. I think it's the best pellet grill on the market. It's all stainless. The way it's designed to cook, it regulates the heat so well that you don't get those huge swings. But the flavor coming off this grill, it's not a wood flavor where you feel like you're gnawing on a branch, but you get that good crisp smoky flavor. You get that good crisp sear with the way our temperature runs, hotter than most pellet grills on the market, with a direct flame option. And you get that flame kiss sear, especially on the steaks. That just makes the flavor pop. There's nothing else like it.
What I liked about it was the hopper is in the back of the pellet cooker.
Yes.
And that's kind of unique.
It's in the back. Which the great thing about that is the pellets drop into your fire pot instead of getting pushed in, so you don't have to run the fear of getting that burn back that sometimes you can get because there's no direct line to your hopper. It's just a more efficient way to do it.
So there's no way that the fire can catch in the tube and go back into the into the hopper. And I know other grills have had that problem. Other smokers have had that problem as well. You know, John, right now we carry the Green Mountain Grill, and they have sold tremendously. And it's got the Green Mountain Grill. It's really a quality product. It's got a great price point. And we just got a big shipment of those in. And we're looking forward to complementing our line. We're not getting rid of anything. We're going to add to the Green Mountain Grill line with the Memphis wood-fired grill line. It's a higher end smoker, but it's got a few more a few more ways you can
one of the great advantages to having the Memphis line is it's going to open up for your customer base that you know maybe cooking on a Green Mountain but is thinking about building an outdoor kitchen and expanding to an outdoor kitchen. With the Memphis, we have built-in models, which opens that up, and it just allows you to have a more, for lack of a better term, elaborate setup for your outdoor cooking at the house. It just opens that up a little bit more than just the cart models do.
You know, the option that I saw with the Memphis grill, explain that middle. I don't know what is the proper term for that? The middle grate? Would it be the middle grate that you remove and you replace it with the...
Oh, okay. With the direct flame insert?
Yeah, the insert. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, this is... Guys, I'm going to tell you something. This thing is really... This is... You know, you can... Like on the Green Mountain Grill, you can sear a steak. There's no problem. on a Traeger, on a Rectech, any of them, you can sear a steak. But you're not going to sear a steak like you on one of those like you can on this Memphis wood fire grill. Explain how it differs.
Well, it differs on our different lines, depending on which model you're looking at. On indirect cook, without the direct flame insert, on indirect cook, we get to either 550, 650, or 700. So you can get a hard sear there, but the great thing about the Memphis is you take out the middle, basically the middle of your drip pan, of your what we call the savorizer, and you put in what we refer to as the direct flame insert, and now you're cooking over a live fire, and you're getting that flame seared goodness added to your food. It just adds that flavor that you can't get really anywhere else on a normal pellet grill, and it's just the ease. You move your grates over, you take it out, put it in, you're done. Doesn't take any time at all, and it just adds that great texture and flavor to your food.
And you sear it off on that middle grate, and you got to keep it. It gets so hot, you got to keep the lid open. That's how hot it gets, Jeff.
Always keep the lid open. It's getting way hot.
I mean, it's up there around. You probably see this thing from space. It gets so hot.
Really, you have to keep the lid open.
Just when you're searing with the open flame.
Yeah, when you're on direct flame, you got to have the lid open.
So the only time you would close the lid on that is if you're doing like an al forno or something. You're putting some kind of toppings on side of it just to melt some cheese or something.
Well, really, when it's in direct flame mode, you never want to shut the lid. And the reason being is it's getting so hot that it can throw off the RTD in the back of the grill. And that's just going to mess up your temperature range. So whenever you're doing a lot, you're doing direct sear with a direct flame insert, you always keep the lid open.
But what's nice about this?
It's hot enough. You can set the food off to the side and put cheese on top of it. It's going
to
melt.
Yeah, I was going to say there's plenty of room on this grill to move the food to other areas that is not on fire, and you can melt cheese or put your buns on there to toast them, what have you. And the flexibility is incredible.
There's nothing or no other grill I know of that you can do that efficiently and just do it in a 15-second period of time. So if that's the case, this is just another aspect of live fire.
No, where do you see it, Jeff? It's number one, the way it's made, the solid stainless steel. This thing is if you were able to keep this like on a back porch covered with a cover on it, it comes with a cover. It's a lifetime product. You might have to replace some components down a few years from now, but it is a lifetime grill. It's something that you could buy this grill and you could hand it down. I mean, it's up there quality wise, like with a PK charcoal grill, almost indestructible.
I hope my wife not listening, because this may be number 14.
Let's go over the ones that, let's see here. I got my little pamphlet right here, John. Let me look over here. We are getting in the Bill Street model. That's the one we're getting. And explain how that one works. That's kind of the entry level.
It is
the entry level model. It will retail for $19.95. Explain that a little bit.
It's 430 stainless instead of the 304 stainless like our Pro and our Beal line, our Pro and our Elite line. So it's just one step down on the stainless. But as far as functionality goes, you're not giving up any of the functions. It's the same controller. The temperature ranges from 180 to 550. You still have the option of doing a direct flame if you want to. It's just a hair smaller than our Pro line. So as far as the functionality of the grill, it's a great place to start with the Memphis line.
It says you can, let's see, the features, you can smoke, grill, bake, roast, or sear. We know that. Convection oven cooking, which you're going to really like that when you're smoking something. That really keeps the entire chamber at the same temperature. It goes from 180 to 550 degrees. That's pretty cool. Cooking surface, 558 to 817 square inches with the optional grate kit. Heavy-duty stainless steel cooking grates. Now, these are, those things are heavy, John, those grates. They are super heavy-duty.
You have to worry about falling apart if you drop them.
Right.
I've dropped them many a time.
Yeah, if you drop it, if it lands on your toe, it's going to hurt. And for all you now, for all you techies out there, and Joe Varner, your eyes are going to perk up right now because you're a techie. It's got cloud-based Wi-Fi to monitor and manage your meal from anywhere in the world on this planet. It hooks up to the Wi-Fi, and you can control it from your telephone. Now, how about that?
Honey, I'm going to be in Colorado, but I'll cook you dinner tonight.
That's exactly what it'll do. It's got a cabinet for storage space, 430 stainless steel construction, and it's got also comes with that direct flame option. So everything that the Pro has, this has. Here, you can see that. And the Pro model, the one that's a step up, it is, let's see, what does it have, John, that's a little
bit? 304 stainless. It's 304 stainless. It'll cook from 180 to 650.
Ooh.
On indirect mode. So think about that. 650 indirect. So you're still getting that good hard sear, wow, even on an indirect mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit bigger than the Beale. It's from 574 to 848 with the optional grate. So it's just a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're getting is, with the Pro, you're getting that heavy-duty 304 stainless, double-walled construction. On the Pro model and the Elite model, from the top of the grill to the bottom where the wheels are, is all one piece of stainless. So you're not having a head set on a cart. It's all solid built. It's a tank.
Yeah, and it is. It's heavy. How much does that thing weigh?
It's about the Pro cart's about 215.
Yeah. It weighs about around there. It weighs about the same thing as a Green Mountain Jim Buoy. So it's a heavy cooking apparatus. I like the 18-pound. Capacity hopper. And John, before we have to go to the break and let you go, talk about the efficiency of this smoker, where it returns a lot of the energy, so you don't go through as many pellets as you would on other pellet cookers.
Where our controller is designed to read the temperature, it's designed to read the temperature, not the ambient temperature of the grill cavity, but basically 1 inch. It's math. I don't understand it, but it's basically designed to read the temperature 1 inch above the dead center of the cooking grid. So you don't get those swings, so you don't get the huge pellet dumps to try to catch up. So as far as efficiency goes, we burn, let's say about 225, you burn about a half a pound of pellet, maybe a pound of pellet, depending on the temperature outside with the Beale, not so much with the Pro or the Elite. In an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as efficiency goes, I did on the Beale, I did a 9-hour smoke, and the Beale has a 12-pound hopper, and I never had to add pellets to my hopper.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive if anybody's ever used pellet cooker, yeah.
I mean, as far as the efficiency of the cook goes, you're not burning through the pellets.
No, and that saves you a little money right there. John, thank you so much for being with us tonight and talking about the Memphis wood-fired grill. It was so great to meet you a couple weeks ago when you came out. Thanks for all the food that you did.
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for the great presentation, and I can't wait. I'm hoping they'll get there on I know they're en route. I'm hoping they'll get to the store Monday or Tuesday. And as soon as we get them in and get them put together, I'll give you a call, and we'll get you up here from Pensacola and one Saturday, and we'll do a demo Memphis wood-fired smoker. How about that?
Sounds good. I'm always up for eating.
Well, John, that was a great job. I appreciate you sharing all that information. And we'll be in touch with you next week, okay? Thanks, John.
Okay. Thanks,
appreciate sir. It. Uh-huh. All right. Open mic is coming up next. Get those calls ready at 423-267-1023. Everyone in the Facebook chat room, get your questions ready too. Jeff Maxwell is here monitoring the chat, and we will get to those questions as well. The Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply is the proud home of all the Butcher Barbecue products from the two-time barbecue world champion, David Bosca. His rubs, sauce, and grilling oils turn ordinary barbecue into extraordinary barbecue. Grilling addiction rub to the famous barbecue mud. Get your Butcher Barbecue products at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ultawa. Open mic, get those questions ready. 267-1023. We'll be right back.
CL, what is the voltage?
I don't know what the voltage is, Al.
Uncle
it's,
Al.
Well, it's 110. It's not two. It's not 220. It's 110.
You know, that's. I'm looking at this. This is a pretty impressive looking. I mean, that.
Poor Al Salvage sitting at home thinking, I've got to buy another grill from Steve. I'm just. Yeah. He said he's going to break me.
Heck yeah. We've got a quote unquote employee program.
That's right. Are you going to be able to stay with us, John?
I probably need to get the kids to bed.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal.
Did we do okay?
You did fantastic.
I'll tell you what, this.
You're great.
Just even on the Beale Street, you're looking at the outdoor kitchen. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, I'd say
that's nice.
I'd say your boss is probably
$7.99 for that built-in.
Your boss is probably listening. I'd say you're probably gonna get a raise.
If you need referrals, have them call.
I mean, if somebody calls in with a question, text it to me and I'll answer.
All right, sounds good. We'll do it. Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What's his number so I can do the texting? Unless you want me to do it off of yours.
Well, we can probably try to answer it. I know pretty much about him.
Okay. Good enough. So when did he come in? When I was on vacation or before?
No, it's before you left.
My second question is, are you volunteering me for something else with your...
No. You're gonna participate. Right. You're gonna have to pay for this knowledge.
Really?
You're not gonna get to hang around.
Really? That'd be a first.
This is big. This is big. Lisa Fryer, thanks for listening. Al Salvage, all the time, thanks for listening. Tom Ehod's listening. Joe Martinez, good to see you in the chat room. We appreciate it. Appreciate everybody. John McGuire, Johnny Mags from New Hampshire. Pit Life Barbecue.
Ken Smith.
There's Kenny. There's Ken Smith. Faces to Places podcast. Folks, if you want to hear a good hometown country Americana podcast, look up Faces to Places with Ken Smith. It's a fantastic, fantastic podcast. He's got connections. If you got a long beard, he knows you. He's one of those long beard guys, Joe, just like you.
Ken and I have been talking and about me doing one of the podcasts with him, doing a motorcycle ride with him, because he rides in his motorcycle to, you know, Americana type of places and just does an interview. So it's just a reason for us to do a motorcycle ride.
Everybody local, what will be open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply Store. We've got a ton of stuff. We'll talk about that, too. 267-1023 out there in chat. If you want to call in, please do. We'll be going back to the radio.
102.3 in just a second.
WGOW FM.
Talk Radio 102.3.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply Show live here on Talk Radio 102.3. Are you a Malcolm Reed fan? Sure you are. And we have the entire lineup of How to Barbecue Right, rubs and sauces at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ottawa. Did you see Malcolm use his classic, the barbecue rub on a pork butt, then follow it up with his AP rub? Well, I saw it too. And you can get them both at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ottawa. We just got a big shipment of How to Barbecue Right and Heath Riles products in today at the store. We'll be putting them up tomorrow, so come by and pick them up as well. Our number is 423-267-1023, 423-267-1023. If you've got a question about barbecue, now's the time to get in. I'll help you. Jeff and I, between the two of us, we'll help. If we don't know it for sure, we'll help point you in the right direction. We had a lot of people come in the store this week talking about barbecue, and we helped a lot of people, and they bought a lot of products, and we appreciate that. And to thank you all, because that's what we do at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. We thank all of our customers. What we're going to do on May the 15th, that's a Saturday, May the 15th, we are going to present to you a brisket boot camp. That seems to be the one meat that people ask the most questions about. Tell me their trials and tribulations about this meat, their concerns, how they're frightened of it. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to have a room full enough for 10 people, a room big enough for 10 people. That's going to be Saturday, May the 15th. It's going to start at 7 in the morning. Now, the cost is going to be $200 per person. But with that, you will get a full packer brisket, a brand new boning knife to trim that brisket. You will get all the rubs and sauces and everything that you need, foil, butcher paper, everything that you need to become a successful brisket cook, you will have at your disposal. Now, this is what we're going to cover. This is big now. We are going to cover all the components of the meat, the two big muscles, how to separate them if you want to, and how to treat them both, because there's two different muscles in a brisket, and you got to kind of cook them a little different way. We're going to do how each component cooks and how to trim it. We will identify the good fat from the bad fat. Did you know that there is good fat and bad fat on a brisket? You'll be able to cook it whole, or if you want to, I'll show you how to separate the two muscles and cook them both independently of each other. We'll go over temperature, the meat temperature and the temperature to cook it at, and when to wrap and when it's done. If you're interested in burnt ends, and who isn't interested in burnt ends?
If you aren't interested in burnt ends, you ain't paying attention.
You will see where to get them, what part of the brisket to get them from, and we will help you trim your brisket either before or during or after the cook, so you can cut some burnt ends, and I will let you cut them. We'll show you how. We'll let you trim them up and show you how to make them, make those delicious little cubes. And I promise you, when you leave the store Saturday afternoon, you will know how to cook a brisket that will be the best in your neighborhood. And we will not leave until you are satisfied that you know everything about cooking a brisket.
You know, Steve, everybody's fear when they, a pork butt's pretty forgiving. Ribs are pretty forgiving. Chicken's forgiving. But when the fear with, somebody in the backyard or when they first start in a competition is the brisket, because it's an expensive, large piece of meat. So they all have a fear of, I don't want to mess this up because it's 70, 80 bucks. And really, if you do a couple of them and listen to the brisket whisperer, so to speak, it's really not that difficult. It's all the proteins are pretty much the same if you manage the heat, manage, how much moisture you put in them and those kind of things. So I think it's anybody who really wants to cook a good brisket, that's probably a really, really good class to go see Steve for the backyard cooker.
Joe, do you have a question? Looks like you're starting to mic up.
Yeah, I do have a question.
You go right ahead, sir.
This is, I'll say this, grilling is not my passion. I don't go out and figure out different ways I can cook meats and things of that nature. So,
but you have such a cool beard.
I do. I ride my motorcycle, so that's how I take advantage of that. But I am in the market for a new grill, and everything I've heard, now this is just what I've heard, I said very green as far as grilling is concerned. Mainly do the hamburgers, hot dogs, throw a steak on there every now and then and mix it up on occasion. So what I've heard about the pellet grills is you get that smoky flavor. So
you sure do.
I was looking at pellet grills, but I don't necessarily want my burgers having that smoky taste to them. And is there is there some way to get around that, or am I just missing some information here?
No, you can get around it. You're going to get a a grilled taste, not a wood taste. But it's going to be an authentic grilled taste. You know, on food off a gas grill tastes good. I love it. If you got a gas grill and you're doing steaks, you know, the taste is great. The way the juices hit the thing and the smoke bounces back and everything, it's great. But with the pellet cooker, what you're going to get is a more and Jeff, you used the best word before we went on the air, more robust charcoal flavor.
Correct.
And it's because it is going to be the wood before it's turned into charcoal, and the flavor that you get, Joe, even on a steak. What the pellet grill enables you to do, say if you've got a big cowboy steak and you've got one of those big gnarly 28-ounce cowboy steaks, you know, those are impossible to cook just on a grill, because what happens is usually you get the outside gets too done before the inside gets done. You can, on a pellet grill, you can smoke that meat and cook it very slow and then take it off and let it rest. Ramp up the temperature on your pellet grill to 550 to 650, and then you can sear it off and take it from like 125 up to 135, 140 to get that perfect medium rare, and then you will have the perfect steak, and you did it on one apparatus. Let's go to line one. We got Joe on line one. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Steve. How's it going, bud?
It's good, man. What's up?
Hey, question for you. I know that you've got some injections in your place there, but what are your thoughts on injecting briskets? And do you do it like on a weekend brisket? Do you think it's necessary? You know, obviously, I've got a YouTube channel. I get a lot of comments, man. You shouldn't have to inject a brisket. But why don't you get your thoughts on that? Do you think it's necessary? Do you do it? And what are your overall thoughts on injecting briskets?
Well, you know, it's not necessary. And we'll just talk about backyard stuff. No, we won't do contest stuff. It's not necessary, but if you miss the opportunity to do it when you do a brisket, you're really missing out on a lot of taste. I love to take Butcher's Barbecue brisket injection, mix it with beef broth or a vegetable stock, and inject the brisket, and it just takes a good tasting piece of meat. It takes it like to another level. Now, you certainly don't have to do that to have a good tasting meat, but it's something that it's something that you can do yourself and elevate your outdoor cooking, is the way I look at it. You know, it's like when we wrap, you know, you can wrap a brisket, you can just take it. When it's time to wrap, you put it in foil and wrap. But what I do, I take broth, and then I take butter and put it in there and let that be the steaming agent. And that's just another thing that I do to elevate the taste of the brisket. And does that make sense to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people frown upon injecting briskets, but I'm with you. I think it adds another layer of flavor. It's not necessary, but like you said, I think if you really want to impress some guests or whatever,
yeah.
I think it just adds an additional layer of flavor, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Jeff.
Steve, what I think for, you know, a backyard guy, injecting increases the time or the window for the margin of error, because it's not going to dry out. Most backyard people are going to have a problem with the brisket drying out, or they cook it too fast or something like that. So that may open the window a little bit and give you a little bit more success, in my opinion.
It'll keep it moisture inside, that's for sure. You know, it's like under the heading of why not? Why not be the best? Or why not try the best, and why not do the best? You're gonna be spent. You know, I don't care if you do a brisket, Joe and Jeff, hot and fast like I do it. You're still 8 to 10 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
You know, a hot and fast brisket's still 8 to 10 hours when you're doing a full packer. So you're gonna be hanging around with this guy all day, and so why not put some extra love inside it, and then when you wrap it, put some more love in there, and it's all about it, you know, impressing the neighbors when you're, because you don't cook nobody cooks a brisket for you and the family, because there's so much of it, you got to have people over. Mm-hmm. And you know what I like about injection, too,
is input.
You know, Joe, when I'm doing a brisket, especially the flat side, the flat is where I really inject it, because that's the hardest part to cook. That's the that's the part where people fail. You know, that's the one that gets overcooked, and it doesn't taste good. It's dry, and this helps that.
That's the other thing is most people, you know, most backyard cookers, they'll go look at a 15-pound piece of meat and go with a packer, and they don't want to cook that big, so they'll go buy a flat. A flat is really hard to cook.
Well, that's the truth. You know,
that point really protects that flat. So it makes it easier when you're cooking a packer, actually, in my opinion.
I agree 100%. I failed more on flats than I ever did. I've never had a total failure on a full packer brisket.
I've had failures on a flat.
Oh yeah, I've. How about you, Joe? What do you think about the flat versus the packer?
Man, I did a cook actually where I injected versus a non-injected brisket, and yeah, the non-injected brisket was, you know, if you cook it right and you're experienced, it's going to come out juicy, but. You know, the injected brisket was definitely like pouring out juices. It had more flavor. But I like the comment where you said that it's a little bit less, or it's more forgiving for maybe the novice backyard guy, the nervous guy that's never tackled a brisket before. I think the margin of error is definitely less, and your flat is, you know, it does dry up the minute you slice it. The juices run out if you're not careful. But I think that if you're adding a good tasty injection, that Butcher Barbecue injection's solid. You had a good injection. I think the margin of error is definitely less, and you'll have a nice juicy brisket throughout, not just the point, you know, but the flat as well.
Yeah, that's a good point y'all make. And plus, in that flat, in the flat especially, is get as much, you know, when I'm cooking a flat, I'm almost, I don't cook a flat very often, except in, you know, sometimes in a contest. And man, mm-hmm. I'm all over that thing, spritzing, you know, trying to just keep it. You know, just trying to keep it moist.
It's important to hold that a little bit, too, in my opinion. You know, an hour or two in a camber or a cooler wrapped in a towel, that helps with a flat. In my opinion, some people, you know.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah. And keep it wrapped up. And, you know, and the thing about it is, the best tasting meat comes from the point. So if you miss the point, if you're not cooking a point, you're missing the best part of the brisket. And if you're wondering out there, what's the point and what's the flat? If you go to YouTube and you watch videos and you see this big chunk of meat getting thrown down on a wooden cutting board and you see the guys cutting it and all these juices are flying all over there, that's the point.
Well, there's another real key to a brisket too, in my opinion. You know, the point in the flat, the grain runs in a different direction. So a lot of backyard cooks make the mistake of slicing them improperly. So if you separate that point and that flat prior to cutting it, and then look at the grain and cut it in the against the grain, you're going to have a much more tender production when you put it out to the to your family or friends.
Joe, that's a good question. I appreciate you watching, appreciate you listening, appreciate your question, calling the show.
Thanks, Dean.
All right, man. Take care. We got to take a second break real quick. If ribs are your barbecue thing, then I have the thing for you. Craig Sherry's famous Texas rib jelly and Texas rib candy, plus his chicken and barbecue rubs, can't be beat. And they are all available now at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ootowah. Treat your ribs with a taste of Texas from Craig Sherry and the Texas pepper jelly family. We'll be right back. 267-1023. That's our number. Get on that phone, and we'll help you get that barbecue this weekend. Memorial Day is just around the corner. We've got to get you going. Stay with us.
That was a really good question.
Joe Martinez. I am honored. I am honored to have Joe Martinez watching. Smoking Joe.
That's who that was?
Smoking Joe.
Really?
Big time. Big time.
I didn't know that's who was called in.
Big time. Can't believe it.
Big time.
It's like Elvis calling you, man. It's like Elvis calling.
Give me a peanut butter banana sandwich, man.
Appreciate that, Joe, very much. Al Salvage says, Tom Ehide is, let's follow this little conversation. Tom Ehide says, I'm going to build an outdoor kitchen in the spring. I like that. Al Salvage says, my guy's hopefully starting next week. So Al Salvage up in Ootowah is
I see a Memphis grill in his future.
Oh, a Memphis built-in grill.
Yes, sir.
Al is my...
You know what? I'll come help you build that, Al. I'm a retired contractor. I can help you out with that.
Al's not building it. He's having it built. Al's not a builder. He's a welder. If he's making out of metal, Al could build it.
Well, if I do his work, he might have to weld it to fix it.
Guys, we are too old to be building things. At our age, you have somebody build them for you.
You get a guy.
You go out and get a second job to pay for it.
You get a guy.
You get a guy. Or gal. If you can get a guy to show up nowadays, you're doing good.
Well, that's true. That is.
You know, I've got all my grills out. I got all my grills on the back porch. And that's pretty cool.
You know, once I get approval, we're doing a whole tiered garden thing, but I want to build on the side of my house and have that my barbecue alley, kind of. And that, mm-hmm. that'll be my outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, I can see that. I like to hang out on the back porch, read. I am reading a fantastic book now by John T. Edge. It's called The Pot Liquor Papers. You know what pot liquor is?
I've heard of the pot sticker, but not a pot liquor.
We'll talk about pot liquor when we come back. See if anybody knows what pot liquor is. We'll talk about pot liquor. I'm trying to get John T. Edge on the show. For everybody that wonders who John T. Edge is, if you watch ESPN or the SEC Network, True South, all those stories from True South, those are great little documentaries. That's John T. Edge.
Now I know who you're talking about.
He is Tom. He is the
Talk Radio 102.
He is the dude.
WGOW FM. Talk Radio 102.3.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live here on Talk Radio 102.3. He's the king and he reigns supreme at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. Myron Mixon, that's what I'm talking about. His rubs and sauces set the pace for your backyard cookout. Myron is the winningest man in barbecue, and he wants to be part of your backyard team. So team up with Jack's Old South and get your Myron Mixon products at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ottawa. Hey, just real quick, I want to thank Chef Steve Nofke from Ottawa High School's culinary program. He came down to the shop yesterday, and we did a cook on Zoom for his classes. We did smoked 5 pork butts, started early in the morning. We started at 6 o'clock, and we did pork butts all day long and showed the students the different progression of it, how to prep them, and did it on Zoom. It's available if you want to watch it. It's available on the Owl's Nest Barbecue Facebook page, and a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. I appreciate Steve including us in there. Our number is 267-1023, 423, 267-1023. If you want to get in line and get some questions, just like Joe Martinez did, we'd love to entertain your questions. We were talking at the break. I'm reading a real good book now by John T. Edge. It is. Now, you know who John T. Edge is. True South. True South on the SEC Network. Those little documentaries. You've seen them?
Yes.
They're fantastic.
Yes, and he's very good.
And he is also the person, I guess. And I've got to be careful with my words. I don't want to offend anyone or give anyone accolades they don't deserve. However, John T. Edge wrote an article about one Rodney Scott in the New York Times in 2009, which spread the word about the great Rodney Scott in Hemingway, South Carolina, and took Rodney Scott from cooking whole hogs in the back of a convenient type market to where he is now in Charleston, South Carolina, at Rodney Scott's Whole Hog Barbecue. And John T. Edge, I think he's the one that, I'm not going to say started it, because Rodney Scott surely didn't need any help learning to cook how to cook a whole hog, but he helped spread the word, I will say.
Elevated his name.
Now, I'm reading John's latest book. It's a couple years old now. It's called The Pot Liquor Papers. Do you know what pot liquor? Everybody look at me and go, shrug your shoulders. Do you know what pot liquor is?
It's
P-O-T-L-I-K-K-E-R, pot liquor.
It's what's left after braising,
according
to Brian Blondell.
Let's see. Let's see. Brian said, what's left after braising? Yeah, I guess that would be, that's pretty close. That's pretty close, Blondie. It's what's left over after you do greens is the official. After you do
turnip greens
or whatever, where those greens are.
I love colors.
The fluid that's left over is the pot liquor.
What do you deglaze with that? Is that what that's for?
No, they use it in everything. They use broth. They'll make a broth out of it. They'll put potatoes in it. You know, make like a potato soup.
Okay.
Just anything. That's what pot liquor is. And his book is called The Pot Liquor Papers. I'm reading it now, and I will have yes, you were, Brian, you were very close. I'll have a review on it maybe when we get John T. Edge to stop by and visit with us.
It makes sense. Like when you cook a pasta, you're going to reserve some of that that liquid from when you do the pasta and put that into your sauce. You know, when you're utilizing,
well,
you know, yeah, pot liquor.
That's true, but let's bring it home. The au jus left over from a brisket or a pork butt. I mean, that's the greatest stuff in the world when you start pulling your pork. Add a little bit of that au jus that's left.
Oh, absolutely.
We could call that pork butt pot liquor.
You know what?
Pork butt pot liquor.
We just coined a phrase.
We just invented it.
Yeah. Steve Ray gets credit for that, inventing the pot liquor pork butt.
Joe, I didn't realize that we had passed time. We got to take our third quick break so we can have a little bit of time when we come back. Green Mountain Grills are the pellet smoker of choice for Big Mo, Jim Elzer, Sterling Smith, and dozens of other professional barbecue competitors. Come by the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply and see the complete selection of Green Mountain Grills in action. The best pellet smoker money can buy, period. See them at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Oldtwell. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
So Greg Jackson is asking how many grills you have.
How many do I have?
Yes. And my response to him was, well, I have 13, but Steve, no one knows. They are all hidden all over Middle Tennessee.
I'd have to count them. It's too many.
And about to have a Memphis demo model.
Mm-hmm. I got two. I'll sell somebody right now. Two Webers for sale.
Smoke fires?
For sale.
Nah.
No thanks. For sale.
I'm a Weber guy, but no, thanks.
Cheap. Cheap. Al Salvage, cheap. You haven't bought a grill this week.
I've only bought, what, four from you?
Al took a new grill home, and his wife said, is that another grill? He said, no, that's an air purifier, honey. Sometimes it gets smelly around here. I turn this on, and it purifies the air. She goes, well, it's a good thing. Didn't you, Al? Did you tell Charlotte that?
Yeah, I think I've only bought four from you. One used and three new.
Yeah, that's right. But the one you bought used was the Southern Q, and that's a gravity feed smoker. Now, we're going down Tuesday to Scott Smith's in Acworth, Georgia, and we will be picking up our brand-new Southern Q gravity feed smoker, and it is a behemoth. It will hold 50 pork butts.
Are you picking up those drums, too?
Maybe, if I got room, yeah. I've got to pick up one more. I've got to pick up a Limo Junior as I get that one for sale. And then we sell these. I'm not buying them just to have them. These are for sale. And if you've never seen a gravity feed smoker in action, come by. I've got one brand new one at the store. We'll have three soon. And
you want to talk about a consistent smoker, cabinet smoker, gravity fed, that will hold that temperature. This is... For a reasonable price, this is what it is.
It's affordable for the backyard person. It sure is. We got a lot going on at the store. Memorial Day right around the corner. We got the brisket boot camp coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Are we going to do a cook for Memorial Day?
Yeah. That's what we got, the big 50.
We're going to do some butts?
Big one, yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Not today, but we will.
All righty.
You turn to us, WGOW Radio.
Talk Radio 102.3 FM, the Talk Monster.
All right, all you pellet heads out there. If your pellet smoker needs a quality fuel, at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply, we stock Barbecuer's Delight pellets that will keep your smoker running smoothly with great flavor. Everything from mesquite, oak, hickory to cherry, you can trust Barbecuer's Delight pellets to stoke your smoker with flavor and dependability. Have you ever wondered or wanted to cook with peach wood, but it's just so hard to find? If you have a pellet cooker, we have peach pellets now available from Barbecuer's Delight. They're oak pellets flavored with peach oil, and I have used them, and the smell that comes out of that smoker is fantastic, and the quality and the way the meat tastes is just another level of flavor when you use a peach wood. Now, you know who uses peach wood? The winningest man in barbecue, Myron Mixon. He uses peach wood all the time.
All your fruit woods are good.
Robbie Royal uses peach wood, and all those Georgia guys do. And that will be – come out and get them. Just come out and get them. We'll be open tomorrow at 8 o'clock, 8 to 4 all Saturdays. Open Monday through Saturday until 5 o'clock, the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supplies. Don't forget, May the 15th, that's a Saturday, we're having the brisket boot camp. It's going to be limited to 10 people because that's all my space will accommodate, and I want to give everybody equal attention. It will be $200, but you will get a packer brisket, a big one. I mean, we'll go get some big ones. You'll get a new boning knife, all the sauces and rubs that you'll need, all the foil if you want to wrap in foil. If you want to try it and wrap it in butcher paper like you see on YouTube, we'll be able to do that. We'll be cooking them on that big brand-new Southern Q Smokers pellet or a Gravity Feed charcoal grill. And that makes a tremendous the taste on that thing alone is worth the price of admission. And when you leave there, you will know how to cook a brisket from start until finish. We're going to go over trimming. We're going to go over the muscles. We'll go over the grain. You know, you brought up a good point, Jeff. We were talking to Joe Martinez about the brisket, how the grain switches. A lot of people don't know that. And you got to move that thing around to get it cut the right way. Joe, you might want to come to this. This might be the time for you to step up and get that grill and get you a brisket lesson.
The value of this class, when you talk about, you know, other places, you're going to spend $500 to $1,000 on a class like this that you're going to go see Steve. And you're going to get the same knowledge.
Because I stole it from the other guys.
That's right. He's been to every one of those classes.
I paid
he's
the seven.
He's been to David Bosky. He's been to see Byron. He's been to see... So
now, never, know, I haven't gone to Myron's yet, but I'm going.
No, that's Byron. You want to see Byron's place.
David Bosky. Yeah, that's where David is.
He's been to see, you know, a bunch of these classes, and you know, you're gonna get some knowledge from him.
Hey, we got to roll. Everybody, thank you for watching, and thank you for listening on the radio. We appreciate it. Thank you, John T. Manley from Memphis Woodfire Grills, for joining us tonight. We will be back next Friday night, when we will be taking more of your questions. Memorial Day, the kickoff, is just around the corner, and we want to get you ready to barbecue. So until next Friday, everyone, good night and good luck. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate you. All right, everybody, thank you for watching on Facebook. Thanks for all the great questions and all the attentiveness. We appreciate it very much. We'll be back here next Friday night. We'll have another guest, and we'll also have we're trying to take more questions. So if you're on the fence about calling, if you're out of town, 423-267-1023, give us a call next week, and we'll get your question on the show, and so everybody can hear. You never know. You know, Jeff, a lot of people, when they ask a question, you know, somebody else listening may have the same question or have often wondered the same thing. So you help a lot of people when you ask questions on radio.
Or that question might lead to another question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people, you know, they're, okay, I want to listen and see if somebody else will ask a question. But if you call in, that leads to, you know, further questions that may help a bunch of people, and it's very beneficial.
Greg Jackson, how many grills do I have? I got a little Weber. I got a little Weber bullet. I got a 18 half Weber bullet. I got a pit barrel cooker that's just sitting outside the front door at the store. I've got a gravity feed smoker. I've got two gravity feed smokers.
Selling Q.
That's five.
Myron Mixon.
I've got a Myron Mixon. That's six. I've got a H, that guy in Alabama. That offset, that's H-Q. Seven. I've got a Green Mountain Grill on the back porch. That's, what's that, eight?
That's
I've got
eight.
Two smoke fires, 9-10. Combine both of them, you've got a scrap. I got a gas grinder. I got a Weber Genesis.
Two Blackstones.
The grills, yeah. I got a bunch, but I use them all. We did those pork butts for the school yesterday. We did them on the Myron Mixon water cooker. Now I'm gonna tell you some folks right now, everybody who's still with us, if you ever get a chance to cook on a Myron Mixon water cooker, I'll say this: if you're in the Chattanooga area and you want to cook something on a Myron Mixon water cooker, just give me a call and I will hook you up with this thing. You can come by the store. We'll hook you up one morning. We'll put the wood in it. We'll get it started for you, show you how to use it, and you can cook on it for free. You can't beat that.
You
can't beat that.
You this can't thing, believe what that offer is. That cooker is a machine.
That thing is, you talk about the best, it does the best tasting meat I've ever, especially pork. I'm not a big pork fan.
How many butts can we put in there, 40?
No, I don't think we can do 40. I think 24.
Yeah.
I think 12 on each rack.
That thing just...
You can put over 400 chicken wings on it.
That thing is...
But, you know, it's not about... Shit. You know, the thing about smokers is it's not really about how many. It's how many you can do good. And this thing has got the water that vaporizes inside that chamber and keeps everything moist. It is... you can cook at a high temperature. Man, that thing, we were cooking at 345 degrees a couple times yesterday. And, you know, you get worried if you're on something that doesn't have water in it, you know, that would be, you're grilling.
Well, see, here's...
You're grilling and you're searing the bottom part of the meat. You're ruining it. And this won't do it.
We talked earlier about the Memphis and that, how that convection in there, the pit barrel convex.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same thing with the Myron Mixon, is those drippings come into the water pan, and then that convex and adds moisture into that meat. It's a phenomenal cooker.
So if you ever want to see one in action, by all means, come by. All right, we got to go. Everybody, thank you for watching, playing along. We appreciate it. And to all of our Facebook friends as well, good night and good luck.